This industrial town is certainly off the national campaign path, but the conversations found on this high street can be found anywhere else in the country.
What can you do in half an hour? You can't do anything there. That's the council aren't bothered there.
No. David Graham runs a fruit and vegetable wholesalers in Workington, and putting the politics to one side, elections are supposedly not that good for business.
When I've had chops in the past, I think because it's a bit of uncertainty with the election, the people just cut back and they're not as keen to just go out and spend.
The disconnect between the national debate and the local issues here in Workington are arguably highlighted most starkly when it comes to economic growth. The Westminster bubble appears to argue daily over the idea that the UK economy, at the minute, is growing by 2.8%. But in Workington,
I think people have probably got more money because petrol's a bit cheaper and the electric's maybe coming down a little bit in gas. Things are so hard because they're just dark. You know, when people come in here, they know the price of everything. Maybe people are a lot more careful with the money than I think they've ever been.
Feeling a long way away from London is not a new development for many living in West Cumbria, nor for many in the rest of the county. But we're told that this election is different. We're told that business as usual is over, and that it's no longer just about picking a winner from either the red team or the blue team.
Hello, are you well? Yes, nice to meet you. Everything well?
Yeah, come through.
Good, good.
In Nora Alderson's fashion boutique, the same old arguments, though, seem to be endlessly replayed.
There's a lot of debate about how many billions are going to be spent on this sort of rail system or transport links, and we're suffering from very archaic rail systems and transport links, and it's a joke, really.
Fast buses, let alone fast trains, that's what Cumbria...
No, we just want buses. They don't have to be fast, we just want them.
But is this just an issue of perception, or would a campaign bus and a leader's visit really make a difference to how Nora feels?
I think maybe I would, because, like, you know, you'd think, well, they've made an effort, they've come to see what a sort of a rural town looks like. You know, they've got out of the big city, they're come into sort of the grassroots of society, and, you know, it's like, yeah, maybe come and listen to what we've got to say as well.
The future of British politics will not hinge on the decision taken within this constituency, but in an age where politics supposedly has changed, some would like to feel part of that change.